Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Howard Rosenberg is here, the former regent and now candidate for Washoe County School Board. What is he up to? Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Martha Gould, Alfredo Alonso, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a familiar face on the program today in a different seat than normal. Normally, he's a pundit on the show, but can't be a pundit because he has now declared that he's going to be a candidate for the Washoe County School Board. Howard Rosenberg joins us. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
You still continue teaching art at the University of Nevada?
Very definitely.
Okay. Why in the world, after serving 12 years on the Board of Regents, taking a couple of years off, do you want to run for the Washoe County School Board?
Sam, I get the product. I have gotten the product for 45 years.
Satisfied?
No. It has gone down considerably. The kids are not stupid. The teachers are not bad teachers. The administration we would have a bit of a problem with, but all things considered, things have to change. I think I know where the changes need to come. I'm not sure that I know how to go about doing it, but that's what you have a superintendent for. And together with honest people, sensible people, we find a way to gently begin to turn things around. You can't do it tomorrow. And to anybody that says you're going to walk in and just change everything tomorrow is an idiot. You cannot do it.
Now, one of the things that you have going for you is you actually have real working knowledge of the school district.
Yes.
Tell me about the time you spend in the schools right now.
Well, when I have student teachers out, I've had as many as five, and that gets me into five different schools. You can take the temperature of a school very quickly when you walk in the door. There's a safety issue. You want to protect the kids. By the same token, you want the school to be a welcoming influence in the community. People should be able to look at the school and know it's fine and go on their way, or come and visit. Make an appointment. I mean, that's only polite. But come and visit. You got a problem with your kid? Don't call up and automatically assume the teacher's the biggest idiot in the world. They're not all like me. I am the biggest idiot in the world. But that's not all across the board. What you need to do is begin to build some respect for education and for the teachers. Now, the teachers need to help, too. a dress code for teachers wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened. Now, I've just lost the election, but that's another problem we'll worry about later. When a teacher looks like a slob, I'm sorry, that teacher cannot expect good work, really good work from a student. And when a student looks like a slob, you're going to get the same kind of thing. You've got to begin to build some respect for yourself and for those around you.
I throw in an anecdote here. I remember years ago, Danny Morona, who used to play the nightclubs here in Reno for many years and around the country, was very, very successful. And he told me once, he said, if you want to ask for $1 million, you got to look like $1 million. And he always did. And he would laugh when he was sitting with the entertainment directors and some member of a band would come in jeans and a ripped T-shirt and ask for all these great things and additional money, and they would just laugh at him.
Let me put it to you this way. If we had a rock star teacher who could walk into a classroom with 50 kids, which is basically what's happening these days. I was out in the school the other day, the first period art class, 54 students. Of those 54, three of them were emotionally or mentally challenged and had their aides with them. The teacher becomes a ringmaster. You can't really do it with those kinds of conditions. Now, enough students? Fine. 25 would be good. 30, I can handle. But when you get into elementary schools and into middle schools, and you've got 54 of them, you've got a problem on your hands.
You know, there's another side of the story, which is when you talk to parents of autistic kids and people that work with autistic kids, they say that there is a need for those kids to be around, quote, normal kids, because that helps them to understand what is normal.
No problem at all. Problem becomes when those kids make it impossible to teach the others, and that does happen. Now, when it happens once or twice, great. But if you can look forward to it happening every single period, you've got a problem on your hands, and there's got to be an intervention. I'm all for helping all students. I don't understand. There's one student in the school who is profoundly deaf. He always has been. They also tell me that he is educationally challenged. Of course he's educationally challenged. He can't hear. So you've got to find another way to get to him. But when you have 50 other kids that need your attention, how do you dedicate yourself for some time for him? I think that what the teacher should do is engage the other kids in helping this kid instead of leaving him off to himself alone. You can see the look on his face as he's watching the other kids talking to one another. He wants so much to be part of that. I want him to be part of that. How do we do it in such a way that it will work?
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg running for school board when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. He is an art professor at UNR, and he's running for Washoe County School Board. Let me ask you about the topic of bullying.
Oh.
Is this as big a story as we are being led to believe? Bigger than when you were a kid growing up?
Hell yes.
Why?
Because they see more and they know more. Sam, there's a film out that's called Bullying. Bully. We have not seen it here in Reno yet. They've released it with an R rating. So the very kids that this film is meant for can't see it. Now, that's really stupid. The good part is it's released by Miramax. And Harvey Weinstein is a complete idiot, and he will get it out one way or another. If he has to put dancing girls in it, he'll put them in.
Because he wants to
get
an Academy Award.
But you know why they restricted it?
Why?
Because the F word is used 8 or 9 times. Okay? They obviously haven't dropped into their local elementary school and heard these kids. They can peel the wallpaper off the walls. This is bloody stupid. It explains so beautifully how it operates. It's not so much different from what it was when I was a kid. There's just more of it. And it becomes nastier. And then there's the internet component to it, which is really poisonous.
Let's talk about the superintendent of Washoe County School System. Has an amazing PR department.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody get better press in such a short period of time across the nation. What do you think of the results of him being superintendent versus the PR?
I'm not seeing it. By the same token, Sam, in education, you have to wait to see the results. It's not going to happen overnight. So it's not fair to say he's a lousy superintendent because we're still where we were. I know of one school in Washoe County that I am told their goal is to get 38% of their students to a C level. I would want something much, much stronger for a goal. And I think our kids are more than capable of attaining it. But our teachers need help. They need help desperately, and they've got to provide help as well. It's an attitude thing, maybe, more than anything else. Sam, I teach classes from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night. Why? Because I love evening classes. And I can go into the office at about 11 o'clock, and I can get all the garbage done, and then go play with the kids. That, to me, is fun. And I think 90% of the teachers out in the real world feel the same way. But when you are inundated with all the other garbage that goes along with it, you can go completely crazy.
Let me ask you about this. Dwight Jones, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, the fifth largest district in the nation, wrote an editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal recently that basically said, and I'm paraphrasing here, we suck and we've really got to do better.
I agree. But knowing
but did that
we've
take courage
do better,
to put to
yes, of course it did. Sam, no one denies the problem's there. The problem is, how do we attack it? What do we do? And in art, it's a wonderful thing. I don't want them to solve the problem one way. I want them 5 ways minimum. How the magic words are, what if? All right, what if we did this, 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 and this? All right, let's pilot it in one school, see what happens. If it takes off, 2 schools. It's going to take time. It can't happen overnight. But it can be done. I'm afraid that from middle school up, those kids are just going to get through the system. I think we have to put a great deal of attention in elementary school, particularly the primaries, K-1, 2, and 3. Do it right there. I don't think you can hurt them after that.
What do you think about the idea that we are still spending so much money on remedial education to get kids from out of high school into college that we don't have a system that goes seamlessly from one to the other?
Sam, you can't go seamlessly.
Right.
It doesn't operate that way because a kid grows more in that time between high school and college, maybe than he did when he was born to a year old. That's a growing time, and it works beautifully in some instances. But when they come to college, the entire attitude changes. It has to change. They are now responsible for their education. Up to that point, in the public schools, we give them everything. I'll nag you if you don't have your homework. In my class at the university, you don't have your homework, get out. You're not prepared. It's just that simple. Why am I so difficult? It's work ethic, Sam. They've got to develop that sense of responsibility. It isn't I have to do this. It's I have to do this so I can get to the next point. And if I can get to the next point on a linear base, I can get to the point after that. Then I can branch off. But if you do nothing and you just wait for it to happen. I mean, I've got a kid in class last night that came to me. She didn't do as well in a test as she thought she would. She is a product of public schools, naturally. I think that maybe she has a slightly inflated idea of what she's capable of. So how do you say that without completely destroying the poor kid? Well, gently, very gently. Now, I'm not the person to do that gently, you know that. But we have a writing center, and we have people that can help. And if I can just get her to the right people, we're in business.
Unions play a big part in the school system, especially the teachers' unions. Have you visited with them, and how have they responded to your candidacy?
I have not visited with them. I don't think they are particularly anxious to visit with me.
Sam, on what do you base that?
I'm a professional. I don't do unions. I'm not against unions. I think unions are wonderful. But I'm a professional who signs a contract. If I don't like my contract, I don't sign it, and I'll go somewhere else. But I don't like anyone making a blanket thing that says the teacher will have 10-minute break here and, you know, 4-minute break there. They have to have 20 minutes lunch here. Between the hours of 7:30 in the morning and probably 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon, a teacher has no life. Absolutely none. Belongs to the kids. It's a calling. We're not going to wear halos. My mother told me years ago a halo need only slip 11 inches to become a noose. So that's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is you need to want to be with them. Do you need to get away from them? Sure. I said to one guy the other day, I said, do you have children? Yeah, two. How old are they? 7 and 9. I said, that's wonderful. How much time do you spend with them? Well, I spend a lot of time. Exactly. When do you see them? Well, usually on weekends. I said, fine. Do they exhaust you? Oh, God, yes. I said, how'd you like to have 50 of them in one room for 7 hours a day, 5 days a week? Now go and kiss the feet of your teachers.
Let me ask you a final question here. Famously, when you ran for the Board of Regents, your primary budget, as I recall, was $500. And then your general election budget, I think, was $14,500. Your opponent spent about $85,000, and you wiped the floor. How much do you intend to invest in this campaign for school board?
$29.95 in all probability. Sam, I don't know. I honestly do not know. I'm doing this for one reason. I want to make a difference. You know, when Milton Glick came in to do his interview, I'll never forget this. Doug Hill asked him, why do you want to come here? And he said, I've got between five and seven good years. I'd like to make a difference. Milton and I are about the same age. Got 5 to 7 good years before they lead me away drooling. I'd like to make a difference.
And that's where we have to leave it. Look forward to having the debate right here on this program.
Oh, good.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan, so you can dream, and always remember, press on.
LASIK of Nevada offers complete laser LASIK for only $9.95 per eye at the most experienced LASIK practice in Nevada.
We also offer premium LASIK at the best price. I guarantee it.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
I'm Brian Samudio.
And I'm Julia Lopez.
Join us for St. Mary's Fireworks Friday, this Friday night at Aces Ballpark, brought to you by News 4.
News 4 is proud to partner with the Reno Aces once again. We'll see you at the ballpark.
The new and improved My News 4 app. Get story updates, breaking news, weather forecasts, and more. Download the all-new My News 4 app today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Boy, these guys are at it already here. Of course, not talking about politics, but that's another story. Anyway, we have a great Power Pundit panel, as always. Alfredo Alonso is here with Lewis and Rocha. Martha Gold is the political activist, and Liz McMenamin, vice president of the Retail Association in Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So, interesting story came out about a week or so ago. We talked to the Attorney General a little bit about it yesterday. That's talking about how police all across the country are using GPS and cell phones to track people, and that the phone companies are actually set up fees that the police departments can go to and buy the services to find out where Alfredo has been and what he's been up to and who he's been talking to. And now David McGrath Schwartz writes that Nevada police routinely track cell phone users without warrants. How does that strike you, Alfredo? Because all of us live on our phones these days.
Well, I mean, I think it's a society we live in now. I mean, you have law enforcement using whatever means they have to catch the bad guys, obviously, and as the public, I appreciate that. My concern is how far do you go over the line with respect to privacy, et cetera, and who is being tracked is probably my biggest concern. If someone is actually charged with a crime or you know, you're trying to find a felon, I may not have as much problem with that as perhaps, you know, someone being tracked that is just suspected of something. So I guess I probably need more information, but it does concern me with respect to the privacy.
Well, you know, it was interesting because during the Bush administration, the FISA court was not really, you know, legally going after people, and they had to change the laws in terms of tracking terrorists. And now it just seems that we're on this whole local level. Martha?
I think it's a gross invasion of privacy, and while I appreciate that there are problems that law enforcement face, on the other hand, the bottom line is when we give up certain liberties, and I'm sorry, but this is really overstepping individual constitutional rights.
Well, you know, all of us here support law enforcement in doing their jobs.
Yeah.
But I've always been concerned that going back 20, 30 years when the police figured out that they could take mugshots over to TV stations and newspapers, that they could pretty much indict somebody in the public view by showing these mugshots. I'm not going to go into specifics, but there was an instance where somebody who was very well respected in the Northern Nevada community lost his position for a DUI that was not involved in any accidents or anything like this. Now police will come in if they suspect anything. Mm-hmm. They grab a computer and they take that computer out, and whatever's on there is suddenly going to be in the press.
You know, and that's a slippery slope. We need to really pay attention, and I agree with Martha. If we stand back and do nothing as the public and give away our rights to law enforcement, the rights of the citizens who are law-abiding citizens, then we are to blame for this. I think we need to look at this, and I'm like Alfredo. I think this needs to be looked at carefully, and I think we need to go back to... You need a warrant to be able to
Absolutely.
Come in and
yeah,
find out what happened.
I'm old enough to remember the McCarthy era.
Okay.
And my late husband actually was blacklisted for doing nothing more than having to go to visit an art gallery.
Well, and you know, you saw the Scary. Recent thing with Facebook. Where employers were trying to get passwords to go on people's Facebook sites. Mm-hmm. Alfred, have we given up too much of our privacy already as individuals now allows...
I think to a great extent we have. I mean, I think I'm on Facebook by default almost because, you know, I've had so many friends that want to keep in touch and et cetera, which I think is a great tool for that. But what I'm finding is I half the time I don't know what I'm doing, and I think that's I think most people. I think we probably don't know how far this goes and how far, you know, when you go onto a site and you actually provide any you know, personal information, how that information is used. And it's amazing some of these sites, if you find out about them, you actually have to shut off or turn on security provisions within the site that you actually have to know something about to get on. And ultimately, it makes it extremely difficult for the common person to do that. So your information's all over the place. And that, I think we've given too much. I really do.
And what about the kids and the grandkids who are now launching on Facebook and other sites like this?
You know, this is a real generation gap. because young people growing up today are really tuned in. I mean, they are linked forever to their iPads and their apps and their smartphones. Yeah. First of all, it has an enormous social impact because it's taking away interaction between humans. Now it's all, you know, with the thumbs.
That doesn't work very well on the radio, Martha.
No, it doesn't. But the bottom line is I'm on Facebook because otherwise, how do I keep in touch with my grandkids and, for that matter, my son?
Okay,
because
Alfredo,
they all live far away. I have no choice.
Alfredo, you have young kids. What advice are you giving them?
Well, I mean, I think you have to watch the family computer. I think it has to be out in the middle of the main room so that, you know, they just simply can't get themselves into trouble with it. But more importantly, I think you have to educate kids to understand this is dangerous, too. You know, my firm, for instance, and I know most firms that hire people will actually Google them first. And if they're on Facebook, they'll actually see what kind of kids they are. And that first impression, oftentimes, depending on what pictures, what they're saying, could, you know, provide them a job or actually not. And that's really concerning.
Hey, Liz, you get the last word on this.
Well, and the interesting thing is, I agree with you, Alfredo, that we've moved into an era of technology that we are going to have to tread very carefully. I think as we move along and as we go forward, we're going to have to look at these kind of things. How much is an invasion of our privacy, and what have we given up readily by being out there?
We're
out of time.
To the internet.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be right back on the Better Newsmakers after this time out.
Birthday.
Open your presents.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks.
I hope it fits.
Half off some things isn't always a good deal.
But right now, Glass Pro is offering 50% off autocross. Now that's a great deal. Remember, what Grandma says, Grandma does.
This ain't half bad.
It's time to beat the clock. Friday and Saturday only at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Take 22% off everything store-wide. It's our biggest sale of the year. And it's for 22 hours only. Hunt for the perfect room this Friday and Saturday only. Get 22% off living rooms, bedrooms, and dining rooms throughout the store. Or choose 48 months free financing. Our doors open at 10 a.m., so beat the clock this Friday and Saturday only. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Stores. The number one name in furniture.
Sunny 106.9. If you haven't heard Sunny 106.9 lately, listen and hear how it's changed for the better. The 80s, 90s, and now. Today's Sunny 106.9.
Reno's best doctors, HealthyReno.com.
It's madness.
Midnight madness. This Saturday at Moore Furniture for Less.
We'll be open till midnight.
It starts this Thursday.
Every bed and bedroom.
Every sofa and living room, including our best-selling leather.
Every dining room is on sale.
Get 0% financing until 2015. And Moore guarantees free Easter delivery.
Win free furniture in every store.
Win a living room. Win a bedroom. Win a dining set.
It's madness. Midnight madness. And it all starts Thursday at Moore Furniture for Less.
Coming up next week, we'll have Senator Dean Heller on the program, plus President of the Nevada State Education Association, Lynn Warney. Mark Hutchison will be here to talk about Obamacare, and Perry DiLoretto, all coming up on the broadcast. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.